You guys, Big Foodie's back with another sponsorship.
Hey. Okay.
This time we're working with a local small business, which we support big time.
Yes.
Love small businesses locally. And this is Snow Days Gourmet Popcorn and Snowballs out of Lexington. They're off of First Street, right off of Main Street in uptown Lexington. And just this popcorn is looking delicious.
I'm looking at these flavors and I'm like, this might be my favorite.
I'm blown away right now.
Yeah, I've never heard of some of these on popcorn. I walked into his little shop right there, kind of at the corner there, Main Street and First Street in Lexington. And Will Cody, the guy that owns it and was running it, I walked in and he was like, yeah, I put this stuff together for you guys. And I walk in and I'm like, look at this wall of snow cone flavors that he has. It's like your blue raspberry, your green apple. No. I got a flavor called Boom Shakalaka.
Oh, Lord.
I said, I've got to have it. Blue raspberry, green apple, a squirt from like a squirt bottle of like sour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, like added sour punch. Yeah. And then you put Pop Rocks in it.
What?
Yeah. Ate that thing the entire way home.
I was going to say, it's a big kid.
It was so good. Awesome. It was so good. And this popcorn is about to be lit. So yeah. You guys want to try some of this popcorn and check out some of the great snowballs that they're working with at Snow Days. Gourmet Popcorn and Snowball Shop. Go by and see Will and Beth Cody. They're the owners. You can check them out on Facebook, Snow Days Snowballs Lexington, and stop by their location in Lexington and support local businesses. It's Foodie Friday. What's up, Big Foodie Nation? Welcome back to another episode, episode 14. Something we never thought we'd get to the show.
All right.
Big Foodies here. I'm Matt. This is Biggie. This is BB Shea. And today we are trying several different flavors of delicious gourmet popcorn from Snow Days Popcorn and Snowball Shop in Uptown Lexington. I am pumped about some of these flavors.
It's like a order of all my favorite flavors. It would be it.
It's like all these things sound really good on ice cream, and then you're like, oh, let's put it on popcorn too.
It's stuff I never would have thought of for cookies and cream popcorn.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Frank's Red Hot.
Let's go.
I haven't been this excited in a long time.
Pumpkin Spice.
Yeah.
I don't hide my love for pumpkin spice. It is fall, y'all. I'm ready to do it.
So a big thank you to the team down there at Snow Days for giving us a nice variety here. So we've got four fairly savory and four sweet. So we'll be able to try them, kind of give you our reviews here, maybe recommend one. Hopefully, maybe we can put a couple flavors together, maybe make a big foodie flavor for the future.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there you go.
So we'll see what we can do. So where do we want to start off here, guys?
I just picked this one randomly. How about Chicago Cheddar?
Let's go.
I say we go kind of salty, savory, then move to the sweet.
Sweet. I can dig it.
I got a question for you, Biggs.
Yeah.
You're a big Chicago Cubs sports fan.
Yes.
Been to Chicago many times. What is it about Chicago Cheddar that makes it like a specialty?
I'd love to tell you I know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So when I saw,
I would think when I saw
Chicago Cheddar, I thought, okay.
Wisconsin Cheddar. Makes sense. You know?
Maybe it's a little different style here.
It's good coloring on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm.
Dang.
Heavy cheddar flavor.
That's really good.
It's not like when you make your own cheddar at home and it's like barely covered. Every piece is covered in cheddar.
Dang, man. That is so good.
Check that out.
I don't know what Chicago's got going on, but I can get down with this.
Cheddar is banging.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good.
Fully coated. Very rich.
I love popcorn, too, for this reason. As a snack. You can have, it's light, but it still has so much flavor, especially these flavors.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Man, I'm going to have to fight over who's taking some of these home.
Yeah, we're going to be fighting over these bags later for
good
sure.
Good luck.
For real.
Might be just one foodie next week.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Strong
Chicago
start.
Cheddar.
Strong
approved.
Start.
I like approved.
If you're a cheddar person, that is it. That's
like
good.
That. Let's go with this dill. I'm interested in this.
Yeah.
Dill, I guess it's just the spice, dill. No dill pickle.
Dill a spice or an herb?
Herb, I guess. It'd be an herb.
Wait, I'm not trying to correct you. I'm seriously asking.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm not being like, did you mean to say herb?
Well, one foodie's a fancy foodie.
One foodie doesn't know the difference, and I'm asking.
It's got a nice, real earthy smell to it. That smells really nice.
Mm. I love, Barrett, that you're a big... Well, that does.
I'm
a big smell guy.
I'm a smell guy. Yeah.
It's part of the tasting process. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is the dill flavor. So
think about that. Oh yeah,
that's good.
With dill, because I've had like pickle flavored potato chips before, like dill pickle flavor, and I feel like sometimes they go way too overboard.
This is perfect. This is not over dilled, which is good.
Man, that's good.
See, this is what I was talking about. I'm not a fan of pickles, but I love the smell. So this is the type of stuff that I can get behind. Some stuff where I get that pickle flavor, but I don't have to eat the pickle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Mm.
Are you that guy at the bar that'll do pickleback shots?
No, not at all. See, that's a whole nother level. That's disgusting. Ugh. Okay. No, I'm digging this dip. Wow, that's really good.
Approved.
It's very good.
All right. What do we want to go with next?
Well, I see one I'm saving for last because it's my... I'll fight you for that. We'll get to it in just a minute.
All right.
But I might fight you over this, too. This is Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, yeah.
I love Frank's Red Hot. Love it.
Put that S on everything.
Literally. I'll put it on eggs. I'll put it on everything.
There are legit people that seriously, like, with the salt and pepper shaker on their table, put the Frank's next to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they put it on that much stuff.
Frank's Red Hot.
That joke about people carrying like hot sauce in your purse. Mm-hmm. No, I have a friend. She does. She carries Frank's with her.
Dang.
Mmm.
It's really good. Ooh, a little, I feel a little spice.
It's got some spice.
Yeah.
It's got some spice to it.
After, that does.
Yeah.
Good flavor. But
it's like
really
good
does.
Flavored spice, though.
After doing the Buffalo Wild Wing sauces, I feel like I'm impervious to like really spicy stuff now.
Oh, yes.
But this is a good tingle here.
Yeah. And it's from something you wouldn't expect. Like, you're not expecting spice from popcorn.
No.
But the fact that you get it is like, yeah, it's good.
But they do it well.
It's very really well. Good. I like it. I like it. It's I would really say, so far, cheddar favorite, then the dill, and then the Texas pizza.
I'm going to wait till the fourth one we try because I think I'm going to have a favorite because I love it.
I feel like I know it. Where you're going
I
with
love it. I love salt and vinegar. Anything salt and vinegar, I love vinegar, period.
Okay.
I'm a salt and vinegar guy. I noticed this immediately. Was like, yes.
This past weekend, I downed an entire bag of salt and vinegar chips during football.
I believe you.
The whole bag. Opened it. Killed it.
I love it.
More was vinegar. Asked by the wife, did you just eat that whole bag in one sitting? And I said, that's a problem.
For who?
I mean, there was not footballs all day.
There you go,
Nasty. My jam.
Mmm. Can't lie, not a huge salt and vinegar guy. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, I love it.
That's so good.
I can feel the vinegar. Oh.
Feel the vinegar.
Matt and I already saw this before we started filming and said that we might have to split that half in half.
These were sitting in my car. So my car smelled a little bit like it, and it's been glorious.
I love vinegar on things. I'm the guy at this sandwich shop, oil and vinegar it up. Let's go.
Yes. Mm. That's some good stuff, bro. I like that.
Cheddar's very good. This is my... I love salt and vinegar.
Something about a good salt and vinegar.
I think that dill... That dill is my favorite.
All four are really, really good. I love salt and vinegar. That dill... It's good,
and
though.
The one thing that they do very well is it's not overpowering.
Yeah.
No, none of the flavors are over. The Frank's Red Hot has a nice little, if you want a little spice, which again, I love stuff like this because I don't think of popcorn being like a spicy pop, but now that's something I go in and get.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Now, so good. I think I'm most excited about these right here.
The sweets.
I'm a sweet guy sweets. Through and through, and this is going to be a yes.
Well, then you get to pick the first one we try.
I got a Cinnamon Toast Crunch off the bat. That's there the it one
is. I've been staring.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal, in my opinion.
You're trying to smell it through the bag.
Let me cleanse my palate here.
Coming in hot.
And I can see actual Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There's actual pieces in there, of cereal in this.
You love it? Oh, he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that looks good.
All right.
It does look good.
Good Lord.
Mmm.
I'm calling that one. That's coming home with me.
Oh, man.
might be fighting. You really might. This might be the last episode of Big Foodies. No.
It is so good.
Three large men died today in what looked like some kind of weird popcorn suicide pack.
It's like a popcorn cult.
This is so good.
Part of me wants to, like...
That is amazing.
Like, try it with milk.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to put it in a bowl and
just... And pour milk over
like,
and eat it.
Yeah, eat it like cereal.
That is so good.
I think that would be really good.
And there's actual cinnamon toast crunch in here.
Mm-hmm. Actual pieces of the crunch.
That's amazing.
Approved. Dang, that's good. All right. I'll pick the next one. I'm doing this for you, Biggs. Pumpkin spice.
I love it.
Let's do it.
I love pumpkin spice anything.
Oh, yeah. You're going to like that. You're going to like that nose feel.
Pumpkin spice gets hated on. And I think it's just because it can.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason that it's hated on more than anything is because I think some people feel like it's happens too quickly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, look, they start rolling it out in August. I'm all for that. But the flavor itself, don't hate on the flavor.
No, the flavor is good. But, like, I don't want to be on a beach thinking about somebody eating pumpkin spice anything.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's sweet.
This one's staying with me.
So sweet.
That tastes like October right there.
It does. That is delicious. Mmm.
I've never had a pumpkin spice latte or anything pumpkin spice related. Like
what?
Ever?
Very few things.
Yeah, like cookies and stuff.
No, not really.
Oh, wow.
And it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I've never really taken the opportunity. And that might have changed.
I love a pumpkin spice cold brew, believe it or not.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. And this would go perfect with that.
Yeah.
Man, that's good. Pumpkin spice to me is a lot like the band Nickelback. Everybody says they hate it, but it sells out everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at Nickelback. They sold millions of records. Not one fan.
No fans.
Who's
ever
buying these records?
Mm-hmm.
They are.
I feel truly spoiled today, guys.
I know.
This is so good.
Okay.
Big. All right.
Two left.
I'm going to save the what I think might be for last.
I'm glad you went that direction.
What is this, caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Or is it caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel? Caramel? Does it matter?
Caramel.
It's delicious.
Caramel. What do I say?
Caramel.
I don't even know what a...
Caramel?
Caramel?
I need a caramel apple. Caramel.
This to me is a classic on popcorn flavor, and I know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this comes in those tins.
Yes.
That you always get for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. But you never know where they came from.
Exactly.
Mm. Who makes these tins? Oh, man. I'm going to say this. I've eaten a lot of caramel flavored popcorn in my time. That's
strong.
That is maybe the best I've ever had, honestly. That is really, really, really good. That is awesome.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Now listen, when we had this conversation with Snow Dave about doing this episode, we wanted to make sure that they knew this is honest reviews. If we try something and we don't like it,
yeah,
we're not going to lie. This is good.
This is good stuff.
This is good.
We should leave the camera rolling after this episode ends and see the fight.
Yeah, just watch the fight ensue over what flavors.
Hang on.
We'll have to have a draft.
That is delicious. Mm. This is, to me, this right here, like your caramel, your pumpkin, this is perfect for like a holiday gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts.
For sure.
Mm.
I'm so pumped about this one, though. Cookies and cream with the chunks of cookie in there.
I don't know if they've just made it on camera, but if you rewind a little bit, you'll see BB Shay reach over and get more of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch popcorn out of the bowl.
It's, oh boy.
That's why he's discarding everything after we're done.
Oh, I see real Oreo.
Oh no.
There's cookies and cream, baby.
Oh no, look at that.
I see real cookie in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. And they got the real Oreos.
So innocent. And they got the real
it's
Oreos.
Not imitation.
Oh man. If we didn't have diabetes before,
man,
we might now. Oh my lord, that is delicious. That is so good.
I'm not gonna fall. I might have got a switch. That's good. That might be my new favorite.
That tastes exactly like an Oreo. But the lightness of popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My God. Okay.
That's so good.
I don't even know where to begin to say on the sweet ones.
We got spoiled like, today.
And my... With the savory ones... No, leave that. Leave that. With the savory ones, I knew where I was going to put things. I'm going to be honest. With these, I don't know where to even begin to say what was my favorite. They're all delicious.
Because at least with like the savory ones, you're like, I'm in the mood for something a little saltier, so you go with the salt and vinegar or the dill. Or I'm in the mood for like the cheese or the spice. But this, they're all so good. I'll go with my favorite on the sweet side. And that's cookies and cream. Real talk. That's some good
that
stuff.
This is delicious. I would actually say my favorite is the caramel, because that's the best caramel I've ever had, period.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, without a doubt. But that cookies and cream is a close second.
Yeah.
And don't let it be known that pumpkin spice is incredible, too. You can't go wrong with any one of these.
All five of these are good.
All these are great. All these are delicious.
So, yeah.
Man, thank you, Snow Days.
Snow Days, this thank you been... so much. Yeah.
So, snow cones, popcorn, swing by.
If the popcorn's this good, I wonder how... Dang, I can only imagine how good this
is. I'm going to go get a snow cone. Right.
Took a picture of my snow cone. I'll share it with you guys. I'll share it after we post this video, what the snow cone looked like. Man, it was good. This is all...
Thank you, Snow Days. Yes. This has been awesome. Oh, thank you, Marco's Pizza, for being our kitchen sponsor as well. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Yes. Snow Days in Lexington, North Carolina. Make your way there. You're in for a treat if you do. So thank you guys again. We are the Big Foodies, and we will see you next time. Oh, we got to give away a
pizza.
Give away
some pizza.
Yeah. Give away a pizza.
We're like so in the popcorn zone right now.
I just want to stop the tape and then so I can eat some more.
Right. He's trying to end quicker. We'll give away a free Marco's pizza to somebody that comments on this YouTube video.
There we go.
So comment on this video and we'll hook you up. Also, big news, if you can't sit down to watch the episode and you want to just listen to us, we are available now on Amazon Music. We're available on Podbean. We're also available on Stitcher and Listen Notes. So you can check us out all there. Hopefully more ways to listen to come.
I'm glad you remember all that.
There's a long process that's involved with some of the bigger guys. So we're working on it, but you know, eventually we want to be everywhere that you want us to be. So thanks again to Snow Days. Big shouts to Marco's Pizza for being our studio kitchen, Biggie's Kitchen sponsor. And we'll see you later.
Hey!